continue to let us feel your presence, God, not only in this place, but over the waves of the air, God, on our e-partners of God. God, who's ever watching, God, allow them to feel your presence. God, help us to hear your word. God, help me to decrease and that you increase. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke 5, verse 45. This is from the New King Translation. And it reads, when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish. Master, Simon Peter said, replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But, if you say so, but I like the King James version, it says, nevertheless. Right? Nevertheless. Nevertheless, if you say so, I will let down the nets. I will let down the nets again. And that's how many see it. So, we see here Jesus was talking about and telling his future disciple Peter then, and believe it or not, he's telling us now today, just trust him. Our objectives when following Christ's instruction require us to be attentive. Be intentional to get the desired results as we share the good news. Proverbs 11, chapter verse 30, it talks about he who winneth souls is wise. And here's the reason why we need to be wise so we can win. God says you're free. God says have faith. God says you are victorious. God says love. God says what? We're forgiven. Christ is constantly saying to us this morning, listen to me and what? Trust me. Just trust me what I have to say. You've seen the video where it talked about China. They have the Bible. They memorized it. In chapter 4, this is when Jesus was baptized. And then he was led into the wilderness to be tempted. How many days? 40 days. He was tempted. On the Saturday, he was teaching. There was an occasion where a gentleman, he was possessed with an evil spirit. And Jesus told him, get out. Then later, he went on to Peter's house. And Peter, his mother-in-law, she had a high fever. Jesus just simply touched her. The fever went away. She got up and started working. Amen? Understand our mission in Matthew 28. Go what? Make disciples, baptize them, and teach them. Let's press in with the lesson. Get in position. That's our mindset. And be willing and ready to listen to the word. Amen? When you look at Luke 5 and 1, it talks about that one day Jesus was preaching. He was on his assignment. He was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and the crowds were what? Pressed in on him to what? Listen to the word of God. John 10:27. It says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Amen. So let's get to our second one. Follow, which means to obey. Luke 5, verse 4, he told Peter, when he was finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, now go, this is the command, out where? Go deeper. I need you to do something. Let down your nets to catch some fish. It's always for our what? Benefit. God don't want us to overanalyze. He don't want us to worry. He simply saying, trust me. I have to take a stance. I got to follow the land. Amen. Amen? And so, because Proverbs 3 and 5 is saying, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean to my what?
Own understanding.
When God gives you some instructions, watch this. You're not alone. This is a confidence building. The Most High is with you. Even though he told Peter to launch out. Guess what? Jesus wasn't on the shore. Jesus wasn't on the shore and said, yeah, Peter, go do that. Jesus was what? Right in the boat with him. In the boat called this thing called life. Right? So when the storms may come, guess what? Somebody said he's there. So when the issues of life come, guess what? He's there.